भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्यै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हैप्पी बलराम पूर्णिमा एंड यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास एट रसलातीस रेजिडेंस।
Добро пожаловать в дом в Расарате на Шримад Бхагаватам класс и поздравляю всем счастливого Баларам Пурнима.
We need the strength and mercy of Balaram to continue our devotional service. Balaram is the strength through the Guru for the disciple to continue devotional service. Like without the mercy of Nityananda, nobody can approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, without the mercy of Balaramji, nobody can enter into Radha Krishna's pastimes.
И также без милости Баларама никто не может проникнуть в игры Радха Кришна.
Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna.
И таким же образом Шримад Бхагаватам не отличен от Господа Кришны.
Therefore, to understand Bhagavatam and to grasp Bhagavatam and to relish Bhagavatam, we need the mercy of Balaramji. It's only by the mercy of the Balaramji, through the mercy and strength or power given, entrusted in the Gurus, we get the message of Bhagavatam and relish it.
По той милости Баларама, которая, так сказать, поручена гуру, через гуру мы можем понимать и чувствовать вкус Бхагаваты.
He has a plow in the hand to really for the cultivation of love within the heart of a devotee, Balaram's pillow is most important to take out all the anarthas.
Within the heart, like вот Баларам, они такую вот силу, чтобы вот, так сказать, как так делать, да, копать или как плугом, да?
Yeah, bhakti lata bij. So bhakti lata bij, it is the seed of the devotional creeper which is shown by the spiritual master. Actually, it is the plow of the Balaramji which is used to make the heart ready for receiving the seed. And the demonic desires and the unwanted anrathas will be destroyed by the musal ayudha of Balaramji, the weapon of musal. Musal is a weapon Balaram carries, club like club, big. So we are continuing our Bhagavatam study of the first canto, 17th chapter, the punishment and rewards of the Kali. Yesterday we discussed how Parikshit Maharaj was describing the duties of a king. To protect all the living entities in the kingdom as his citizens, not only human beings. Then he was asking from the bull who was hobbling on the one leg, who has beaten your legs? And to the crying cow, same thing, he said, why you are suffering? Who is the cause of your suffering? Then the bull, who was actually a religion personified, he spoke that you are befitting to be the descendant of Pandavas. Now your question, who is the cause of our suffering? So we are reading from verse 18 onward. The dharmaha padaikena charana vichayam upalabhyagam prachati समाश्रो वदनाम विवत्सामिव मातरम. नो, दिस इज अदर चैप्टर आई हैव गॉट 17. दिस इज 17 वर्स 18. आई थिंक वी हैव टू स्टार्ट फ्रॉम ओके. दिस इज 18. न वयम् क्लेश बीजानि यतः स्योः पुरुष ऋषभ पुरुषम् तम् विजानीमो वाक्य भेद विमोहिता. न वयम् क्लेश बीजानि, आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज द सीड ऑफ सफरिंग, हु इज द काज ऑफ सफरिंग, आई डोंट नो. क्लेश बीजानि, क्लेश मीन्स सफरिंग, बीजानि मीन्स सीड. And then he is addressing to the Maharaj Parikshit, the Purusha Rishab, the best among the human beings. Why you don't know the cause of your suffering? Почему? Who is your cause of your suffering? Why you don't know? वाक्य भेद विमोहिता है, बिकॉज आई एम बिवेल्डर्ड बाय द डिफरेंट स्टेटमेंट ऑफ द डिफरेंट फिलोसफर्स. सम फिलोसफर से दिस इज द काज ऑफ सफरिंग, सम से दिस इज काज ऑफ सफरिंग, सो आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज द काज ऑफ द सफरिंग. Srila Prabhupada has actually then described the six philosophies which are prevalent in Vedic civilization. Kanad, Kapila, Jaimini, Vyasa, these are the six different philosophies. They are called Shad Darshan. Jiva Goswami writes, they are themselves bewildered to know the truth. How can they give statements, all these philosophers? The devotees only understand one thing, that nobody can give any suffering until unless it is not sanctioned by the Supreme Lord. So, this personified religion is speaking, Kechad vikalpa vasana ahor atma namatmanah devam anyapare karma svabhavam apare prabhum. Some of the philosophers who deny all side of duality declare that one's own self is responsible for the personal. Read the translation. So who is actually responsible? Srila Prabhupada writes, actually it is everybody's karma which is responsible for one's happiness or distress. But when we take to devotional service, all the seeds of the karma are completely destroyed. So it is the action which we have performed and there are a result that we are suffering or we are enjoying in the life. So, and further, Dharam is saying, apratyak त्रक्याद अनिर्देशाद इति केषु अपि निश्चयः अत्रा अनुरूपं राजऋषेः विमर्श स्वमनीष्ये. So there are so many reasons now, King, you think yourself and find out what is the cause of suffering. So what we learn from these answer given by the Dharma? We meditate that we may have some troubles and reverses in our life. Those people who are following the path of Dharma, and those who are following the path of Dharma, they are called devotees. Because dharma is the law of God. Dharma to sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Because dharma is given by God. Following the law of God is devotee. He never ever condemn anybody for his suffering. Knowing very well that nothing will happen to him without sanction of the Supreme Lord ultimately. Bhisham Pitamah asked this question from Yudhishthira Maharaj. He said, you are Dharamra, you are person who is following Dharma. You are always guided by qualified, enlightened Brahmanas. And Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is your well-wisher. But still you have so many reverses in your life, difficulties in your life. What is the cause? Again, this Dharamraj become quiet. He did not say anything. Then, Bhisham Dev said, it is only the powerful time. Time, Kal is very powerful and it is under the influence of the time, everybody is undergoing the suffering or happiness of his own karma. His own actions. Karma means his own actions. Then Bhisham Pitamah told, he pointed finger to Krishna, he said, but time is under his direction. There will be nothing without the sanction of Sri Krishna. This is all with his authority and sanction what happened to you. Therefore, you don't lament, please rule the citizens, because Krishna wanted this. And Srila Prabhupada writes in commentary that there is no karma that the devotees are suffering. It is It is the will of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna that devotee should advance. If there are no difficulties, then they will never grow.
Это все потому, что есть такое желание Кришны, чтобы преданный развивался. Но если же не будет трудностей, то не будет и роста.
The challenges make us strong.
Испытания делают нас сильными.
By difficulties we grow.
С помощью таких трудностей мы можем расти.
So for the devotees to grow, like parents want their children to be disciplined, because they can be good gentlemen in the future life.
Вот как родители, они стремятся к тому, чтобы их дети были дисциплинированы, потому что в этом случае они будут хорошими людьми, джентльменами, и в жизни у них будет все хорошо тогда.
So Krishna, as a loving father, also put us in a discipline that we grow and become a good devotees.
И Кришна, он как отец, как хороший добрый отец, он ставит у нас такие условия, чтобы мы стали дисциплинированными, чтобы мы стали хорошим преданными.
Yes, so we should never think that this person has given me trouble or that person has given me trouble. It is the will of Krishna that we should grow because of these difficulties in our life.
Поэтому не стоит думать, что вот из этого человека я страдаю, или вот этот человек причина моих страданий. Это все трудности для того, чтобы мы росли в нашей жизни.
So this is those who are following the dharma, they never ever point a finger to anybody as a cause of their suffering.
И таким образом, те, кто следует дхарме, никогда они не указывают, говоря, что вот именно вот этот человек стал причиной моих страданий.
And then ultimately this dharma said, now you decide by yourself who is the cause of our suffering.
Здесь, в конечном итоге дхарма сказал, реши сам, что же стало причиной моих страданий.
So Suta Goswami is speaking. Suta Vacha, evam dharme pravadate sasmrada dvija sattamaha samahite na manasa vikhedaha priyachishtatam. Evam, in this way, dharma pravadati, when the dharma said, then that emperor who was the best among the kshatriyas, samahitena mansa, very thoughtfully considered what is the cause of his suffering. Vikhedha, who is giving trouble to him, without any mistake, he understood, he was trying to know what is the cause of this suffering. He's right there is a Kali, he is beating him, but he is not saying he is the cause of my suffering. So he was thinking.
Дальше говорит Сута Госвами, Махараджа Парикшит, он очень тщательно стал, очень, с большим вниманием стал думать об этом, и потому что рядом прямо стоял этот Кали, который бил его, но Бык не сказал, что вот он, да, меня бьет. И Махараджа Парикшит, он с надлежащим вниманием, как собственно, очень вдумывался. И дальше сказал ему ответ.
So, Махарадж Парикшит, Maharaj Parikshit's first qualification is that he has a protection in the womb of his mother Uttara from the Brahmastra of Ashwasthama. So he had a darshan of Krishna even within the womb of his mother.
Maharaj Parikshit была такая квалификация, такой уровень, что он был защищен, когда он еще был не родившимся, в животе находился. Его защитил Господь, да, Кришна, и он получил даршан.
His name is Parikshit because he was examining everybody. Who was that who came in the womb of mother and gave me life back? Who is that?
Его звали Парикшит, потому что он каждого испытывал и пытался определить, кто же это был, тот, кто мне дал защиту.
The name of the Parikshit by birth is Vishnu Rat. One who is protected by Vishnu. But because he was examining everybody, he was called Parikshit. So, number second greatness of Parikshit is that he understood the language of Dharma.
Великое качество Парикшита было то, что он понял язык дхармы.
Because he was following dharma and therefore he understood dharma.
Он следовал дхарме, и именно поэтому он понял язык дхармы.
Though the dharma was in the form of a bull.
Даже хотя дхарма была был в форме быка.
And number three, his greatest qualification is that he conquered the Kali, the time.
И третье великое качество, которое составляло квалификацию, было то, что он победил время.
The devotees conquer the Kali. When Dhruva Maharaj was boarding on a Vaikuntha Viman, then the time came, said, this is Mrityu Lok, I am Kal. How can you go without my sanction?
Когда Друва Махарадж поднимался на Вайкунтха Виман, на корабль Вайкунтхи, пришло само время и сказала, здесь вообще-то, здесь Мрити Лока, с планеты смерти, как ты можешь без моего разрешения куда-то подниматься?
Dhruva Maharaj put a foot on the head of Kala, Mrityu, and he climbed on the Vaikuntha Vimana. Yes, so devotees conquer the time. What actually it means? Time is Krishna. Krishna is ajit, unconquerable.
Krishna ajita, то есть непобедимый.
But he is conquered by devotees' love.
Но любовь преданных может его победить.
So similarly, time is also impersonal representation of Krishna.
И также время это имперсональное личное представление Кришны.
And it's never, time is never an obstacle for a devotee. So Parikshit Maharaj here understood the talk of a dharma in the form of bull. And he recognized him. Rajo vacha dharamam braveshi dharmagya dharmo asi virsharupadrika yadadhama kratasthanam Suchakshyapi tada bhaveta. King said, oh, you who are in the form of bull, you are the truth of religion and you are speaking according to the principle that the destination intended for the perpetrator of the religion acts is also intended for one's own, one who identifies the predator. You are no other than the personality of religion.
Царь сказал, о принявший облик быка, ты воистину знаешь религию, и твои речи находятся в соответствии с законом, согласно которому то, что уготовано виновному в безбожных поступках, ожидает и того, кто указывает на преступника. Ты никто иной, как олицетворение и религии.
Just read the first part of the purport.
Преданный считает, что никто непосредственно не отвечает за то, кем он является, благодетелем или злодеем. Дозволение на это дает Господь. Поэтому он не думает, что кто-то непосредственно несет ответственность за такие поступки.
Okay. So, Maharaj is saying, Atva deva maya nyunam gatira gochara chetaso vachasas chapi bhutanam iti nischaya. Athva deva maya. Thus it is concluded that the Lord's energy are inconceivable. Deva maya. Deva means supreme Lord and maya means energies. They are inconceivable. Nyunam gati agochara. We cannot know how they are acting. No one can estimate them by mental speculation or by world jugglery. Srila Prabhupada asked, a question may be raised as to why a devotee should refrain from identifying an actor, although he knows definitely.
Стрижа не должен указывать на совершивший проступок, даже если он знает, что в конечном счете все совершает Господь.
Why Srila Prabhupada is giving answer? The answer is, to answer to the doubt, the reply is that the Lord is also not directly responsible.
И чтобы рассеять это сомнение, чтобы ответить на этот вопрос, здесь Шрила Прабхупада пишет, что и Господь тоже нет, на самом деле, напрямую не несет ответственности.
Because who is doing? Lord is not directly doing. It is done by Maya.
Кто вообще это совершает? Это не совершается Господом, совершается это Майя.
So nobody can understand Maya. It is very difficult to understand Maya. How we can be free from Maya?
Никто не может понять Майю, это очень трудно. Как же можно освободиться от Майи?
How can? Devi eshu gunamayi Maya durtaya. It is very difficult to get free from the influence of the Maya. It's not easy.
Очень трудно избавиться от влияния Майи.
What is the only one way to get free from Maya? Yes?
Chant
Hare Krishna.
And always have service to devotees.
Always serve to devotees. Good. Yemam prapadyante mayam etan taranti te. Those who surrender unto me, they are freed from Maya.
Те, кто мне предались, те и свободны от Майи. Те освобождаются от Майи.
Like there is a... People have a... very frowning dog at their gate, not allowing anybody to enter in. You may be a minister, but you want to enter in the house, the dog would not allow. What can you do? Call upon the Lord, call upon the owner, oh please, I am here, your friend. Call him. Oh, he from above will tell dog, get out. And then the dog will just sit down and you can go in. So similarly, Maya is like that. He's not allowing us to go to Krishna. So call Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then Krishna will say, hey Maya, leave alone, let him come. But the son of that person whose house is guarded by the heavy dog can go many times and come, no problem. Dog never touch him.
Но сын этого человека, этого хозяина жилища, он может спокойно ходить, заходить, и собака не будет мочить.
Oh, so devotees can come and go. Dog will never touch. Maya is ashamed to be in front of the Lord. Ashamed. Is always behind Lord. If we are in front of the Lord, Maya will never touch us. When we turn our back to the God, then we are on the lap of Maya. So simply, this is the question asked by Sanatana Goswami from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why we are suffering. And Mahaprabhu said, because we forget Krishna, therefore we are suffering. Therefore, to remember Krishna, all sufferings are over. Very simple. So to be in front of the Krishna, to be always thinking of Krishna, then Maya will never ever touch the devotee. Now Parikshit Maharaj is speaking about the dharma. Tapasaucham daya satyam itihi pada krite krtaha adharma mitai अधर्मामयी क्षत्रियौ भग्ना सम्यः संगमदैस्तव. There are four legs of the religion, like the pillars, you know, pillars on which the building is built, the pillars on which the religion or the dharma personified is maintained are four. Tapaha, tapaha, austerity or penance. Saucham, cleanliness, cleanliness, purity, daya, mercy, satyam, truthfulness. These are the four pillars of religion. They are four legs of a bull who is in the form of religion, who is in the form of bull. इति पाद कृते कृताः. कृते मीन्स इन ए सत्य युग व्हेन इट वाज द गोल्डन एरा. अधर्म अंश ही त्रय त्रय ही भगनाः. बिकॉज ऑफ द रिलीजन थ्री लेग्स आर थ्री पिलर्स आर नाउ damaged and destroyed. Samyaha pride, sangha too much association with woman, madahi intoxication, tava. You are these three lakes are described by destroyed by these three things. But it appears that three of your legs are broken due to the rampant religion in the form of pride, lust for woman, and intoxication. So these four principles are the principle of religion. So when Srila Prabhupada gave these four rules to follow, no intoxication, no gambling, no animal slaughter and flesh eating, and no illicit sex, actually he is giving us the rules of religion. Because the pillars are destroyed by these four sinful activities. The four places given to the Kali Yuga are... Kali Yuga means the time where religion is ramped everywhere. What are the four places given to the Kali Yuga? Shuna, Panam. Shuna means flesh of the animal. Not here, not here. Panam means drinking wine or other intoxication. So the first one is Shuna, which means slaughtering animal. Which pillar of the religion is destroyed by this? The mercy, the daya, the pillar of the mercy is destroyed by innocent, killing the innocent animals which feel pain. Yes. The compassion and mercy is destroyed when there is a mass killing of the animal for sense enjoyment of taste.
Страдания и милосердие, они разрушаются, когда происходит массовое убийство животных для собственного удовлетворения чувств, для вкуса.
It is a cumulative karma or a joint karma of a nation, and the reaction is big wars and killing of the human beings, or by earthquake or tsunamis. This is the result of mass killing of the innocent animals.
В результате такого массового убийства невинных животных появляется такая общая накопленная карма всей страны, всей нации. Из этого происходит землетрясение, войны.
The Suna, then Panam, the austerity pillar of the religion is destroyed by intoxication.
Следующее это пана и интоксикат, то есть одурманивающие средства, они разрушают аскетизм.
Yeah, those who are indulge in intoxication, it's not possible for them to practice voluntary abstaining the things which they like. So austerity is destroyed by intoxication. How this is acting? People, those who are intoxicated, they don't know. They forget themselves. So how can they really do austerity for some higher purpose?
Как это действует? Человек, когда он опьянен, он даже себя не помнит, не понимает. Как тогда он может какие-то свои действия корректировать и действовать ради высшей цели?
So verse 38 describes the places given by Parikshit Maharaj to Kali to reside. And they are Dyutam, Panam, Istriha, Suna, four things. 38. Sthanani Kalya Dadao, the places are given to the personality of Kali. In other words, the places are given for the irreligious activities. The first is Dyutam. Dyutam means gambling. And gambling destroys the pillar of truthfulness. Gambling is a cheating business. And in cheating business, nobody speaks truth. Everybody hides everything. They don't believe anybody's what he's telling is truth or not. And there's a joke told that in an Indian community, the best businessmen are Marwaris. Marwaris, like you are Buriyat, there is a place in Rajasthan called Marwar. They are best businessmen. They are spread all over the world.
В Индии есть такое место, в Раджастане, в Марваре, и там вот живут самые успешные бизнесмены, самые талантливые бизнесмены.
So the father, the son asked from the father, what is the secret of our business?
И один раз сын вот из этих Марвари, он спрашивает своего отца, каков основной секрет бизнеса?
Father said, you go on the second floor of the building and jump down. He said, I will fall down, I will break my bones. Oh, I am here, I will catch you, don't worry. So boy jumped and father ran away, he did not catch him. Boy broke his bones. Father called ambulance, took him into hospital. Yeah, he spent money to treat the boy. Then boy asked father, why? Father, you did not catch me. You said you told me jump. He said, what is your question you asked me? I asked me, what is the secret of our business? Then I have to tell you, you have not to even believe your father in business. This is the secret of business. So this is actually cheating. All this is cheating. So this gambling destroyed truthfulness. And panam we discuss intoxication destroy the austerity. And istriyaha, without marriage, the relation destroy the cleanliness of consciousness. Is it destroys the cleanliness of consciousness, outer and inner both. And the last one, shuna, which means killing animals. Actually, in everybody householders, every day we are having at least five shuna. It's called pancha shuna, means five killing is going on without knowledge. When we sweep the floor, so many insects, so many other small living entities are killed by sweeping, mopping. When we sort out the grains, there are so many small ants and something grains we take out and they are also killed. When we are opening the tap water, some living entities are going there and drowned and killed. Lighting fire also kills the living entities. So it's called pancha shunu. There are five. Every day, every householder, during normal activities, there are five different killings are going on. Therefore, every householder have to perform five yajna every day. To be purified from the five killings every day. So one of the yajna is called Rishi Yajna, which means always reading the scriptures which are given by the saintly people. For us, Srila Prabhupada is a Rishi, he has given us book, so we should read every day book to be free from every day's killing of some insect in our daily activities in the home. It's called Rishi Yajna. See, another is called Deva Yajna. And we must have a temple in the home and we should have a worship every day to please the Lord. That is Deva Yajna. And the third Yajna is called Bhuta Yajna, which means we have to give bread to the dog and some grains to the ants or some grains to the birds, like a warby, put some grains for them, for pigeons. That's called Bhuta Yajna. In Vedic civilization, the first bread was given to the cow and the last bread was given to the dog. Never the first and last cooked chapati, they call, was eaten by the household.
In
In Vedic civilization.
Ведическая цивилизация, когда пекли хлеб, называемый чапати, первый, последний никогда не ели в семье. Первый отдавали корове, а последний отдавали собаке.
Every house this was the rule.
Это было такое правило в каждой семье.
And usually in our homes we have seen in the morning some bull comes automatically you give the roti and goes.
Даже в нашей жизни мы видели, что утром по утрам приходит бык и, ну, как сказать, уже заведено, что отдаешь ему лепешку, он жует и уходит.
In the evening some dogs come and you just give them roti. This was a natural routine in every home.
А вечером приходит собака и тоже отдаешь лепешку. Это был такой установившийся порядок во всех домах.
When we were coming back from the Baikal Lake, we stopped at some place and there was some sabaki roaming around the car.
За Байкал, когда ехали обратно, там мы в одном месте остановились, и собаки побежали, и вокруг машины крутились.
Well, I asked Rasrati to give some bread to the собаку.
Я попросила Сарати дать хлеба собаке.
Oh, she said, so, oh, she will not eat. This собака will not eat bread, she need meat. I said, you give bread. Oh, she threw bread and he jumped on the bread. 1, 2, 3. And then they have also their telephone system. She called, that small sabaki called the other sabaki. Then the other sabaki came. Then she gave the breads to all these. Oh, he has many puppies, give more. Yeah, this is a Vedic culture. I think 2-3 years back I visited, I forgot that name of the town. It was winter, same year I came here. They were keeping some grains in a minus temperature and some water for the birds were be coming and taking there.
Here in
Yeah, in a, not in Barnau, but in some... some place near Barnau.
2-3 года назад я какое-то небольшое поселение посещал, там было минусовая температура, очень холодно, и они на улице оставляли какую-то пищу для воробьев, и воробьишки прилетали, пили воду и кушали.
There's one place in Vrindavan where every day at least more than 100 cloves of the grains are given to the peacocks and parrots and pigeons, hundreds, more than hundreds of kilos every day.
В Вриндаване есть одно место, где каждый день сотни килограммов зерна раздаются птицам, там попугаям, павлинам и голубям.
And in homes in a summer season we have a water out for the birds.
И, конечно же, в летний сезон во всех домах выставляют воду для птиц.
There are big water tanks are made for the cows and other animals to drink on the some places. So this is called Bhuta Yagya. And then there is a Pitru Yagya, which means our fathers, forefathers, those who have given us home, those who has given us education, those who have raised us, we should render service to them.
Означает, что наши вот есть такие, ну, отдаленные предки и более близкие предки, которые дали нам дом, образование, нас вырастили. Мы должны им выполнить служение для них.
When they are living, we should provide them all facilities for peaceful living, food, residence, medicine, whatever.
И мы должны им обеспечить хорошие условия для спокойного ухода в этой жизни, хорошее жилье, пищу.
If they are departed, we should always remember them and offer some food to the Supreme Lord and then offer them, that is called Shraddha ceremony. And the fifth yagya is called Atati yagya. Atati means, is somebody who come at your door as a guest, you... He has not told you, just you feed him. Srila Prabhupada, when he married some devotees, and then the devotees ask, what is the duty of a grihastha? Srila Prabhupada said, before you eat, you should call if anybody is hungry, feed them and then eat. This is the first business of a grihastha. When we were speaking in a class in Bombay, they said, we are living on 10th floor, how can we call people, please come take prasad? And then some other devotee said, if we go out and call who is hungry, come, then the at least 100 people will come. How can we do that? then the procedure which on that day we discuss is, every householder should at least keep one person worth of food and supply to the place where it is fed to the people. Or else, like we have our temple, so all those who are in congregation grihastha, they should provide the grains, say for 1 month, 30 people, something like that. They should give to the place where there is a prasad distribution going on. You atati yagya, the better way nowadays is a congregation. You can have a program in your home, invite the devotees and some friends, then do kirtan and then feed them prasad. So this is in one way atati yagya. I think you all must have heard this old story. I think it was Govardhan Puja in Vrindavan in 74 or sometime. And they had a feast, and then they threw the paper, the leaf plate outside, and some dogs and some Bengali boys, they were fighting on the left over in the leaf plate. In Mayapur. And Prabhupada has tears in eyes, and he said, what? These innocent young boys are hungry, they don't have anything to eat. So he called all his leaders there. He said, 10 kilometers around our temple, nobody should go hungry. And then this mood of prasad distribution started. Says, actually it was called prasad distribution, then it is called food for life. And then Prabhupada always said, distribute my books, which is Rishi Yagya. So we are doing Rishi Yagya by distributing Prabhupada's books and reading Prabhupada's books, making people to do this without their knowledge. So, and we are distributing a lot of prasad, that is actually atati yagya in one sense. So these are the grihasthas dharma which they should follow. So this whole chapter is ultimately the influence of Kali Yuga and how to get free from the influence of Kali Yuga.
Вся эта глава в итоге рассказывает о влиянии Кали-юги и о том, как избежать влияния Кали-юги.
So Srila Prabhupada gave these four rules to be free from the four sinful activities which destroy the pillar of the dharma.
И Шрила Прабхупада дал четыре правила, чтобы, так сказать, избежать четырех видов действий, которые разрушают основы религии.
And all over, the Kali Yuga is now spreading like anything. It's very difficult to be free from the influence of the Kali Yuga.
И сейчас Кали-юга повсеместно очень широко распространилась, очень трудно быть незатронутым влиянием.
Калера доше нидхе раджан. Кали-юг is the ocean of the faults.
Кали-юг это океан недостатков.
Nobody can swim the ocean and reach to the destination, not possible.
Невозможно кому-либо переплыть через океан и достичь своего назначения.
Like if there is a heavy rain, nobody can stop the rain.
Примерно как никто не может остановить сильный дождь.
But what can we do? We should stop doing our activities if there is a rain?
Но должны ли мы полностью перестать действовать, если идет дождь?
No, we cannot. We may not be able to stop the rain, but we can buy an umbrella and can protect ourselves.
Мы, конечно, не можем прекратить действовать, но можем взять зонтик.
So similarly, the chanting of the holy name is umbrella to protect us from the influence of the Kali.
Таким образом, воспевание Хари Кришна, а святых имен и есть этот зонтик.
This our Japa Mala is our umbrella.
Защищающий от влияния Кали, Japa Mala это зонт.
Because all around is influence of Kali, which is like a rain.
Потому что повсюду, повсеместно, вокруг нас.
This is our umbrella, which keep us dry from the influence of the rain. In Vedic literature, this human body is considered to a boat. And the whole this world is an ocean. Now you want to cross the ocean, you need boat. So it is given to you as a human body. But still you have to navigate, you need two more things to be successful. You need the captain to navigate the boat. And we need also the map of the route, otherwise we may be misguided. So a spiritual master is the captain of the boat. And Vedic literature is the favorable wind or the map. Then we can really be free from the influence of the Kali Yuga. Or the Sankirtan Yajna is the best remedy. This is recommended by Sukhdev Goswami. Kirtan Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajeta. By chanting the holy name of Krishna, you will be delivered from the influence of Kali and go back to Brajadham or Golok Vrindavan.
Путем воспевания святых имен Кришны можно быть свободным от влияния Кали и перейти в
Hare Krishna. Back home, back to Godhead, Prabhupada used to say in the end of the lecture.
Обратно Богу, так Прабхупада говорил в конце лекции.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna, спасибо.
What is the name of the second yagya?
What is the name of? Second yagya. I will say all five, you see which is second. Rishi yagya? Deva yagya? Deva and Supreme Lord, worshipping the Supreme Lord. Deva yagya, Rishi yagya, Bhut yagya, then Pitra yagya and Atati yagya. Atati means guest.
Atiti.
And all grihastha must perform this actually. In this way, the old people will be taken care automatically, guest will be taken care. In Vedic system, there was no like restaurant and food out, no. Yudhishthira Maharaj in his kingdom had 5,000 cooks to cook for the visitors who are coming to Hastinapur for business. It's free. Still in Vrindavan you go, there are 100 places where the food free distributed to the all sadhus. There are places that every day thousands of people are taking free prasad. Yeah, this is a culture, no selling of the food items actually. This is sadhus, for everybody food is available. Hare Krishna. Спасибо. Баларам Пурнима ки же. Evening we will glorify Баларам. Yeah, yesterday we spoke about Баларам, today we will continue.